roadway projects, sheet 27. First bullet is ADA improvements, which is, I think, has been pretty typical. We have about $25,000 in there for that. That's typically been handicap ramps. There's a number of opportunities for that. So that budget, you know, it could be higher, but it's, I mean, there's certainly work to be done in town for, with that amount. The Bolinas pedestrian improvements, $200,000 funded, impact fees and TAM OBAG funds. So that's not the entire budget for that project, but I think it's sufficient budget for upcoming fiscal year. My understanding is the design will be done this summer. It's done by, through an agreement with the town of San Anselmo. They're doing the design. And it's a joint project, although the town of Ross is the lead, and the improvements are in both jurisdictions. So I don't know if you want to go into the limits of that project, or is that enough?
Unless there are questions.
Okay. The road improvements of $160,000 funded, that's pavement rehabilitation for various streets. And you've got a pretty good idea of which streets, although it hasn't been identified yet. So it's open as to which streets. Sometimes we don't know all the streets because there could be utility repairs that would prohibit certain streets being done, and that happened last year where we thought we'd do certain streets, but because of PG&E or MMWD doing gas or water line improvements, we couldn't pave the streets we had anticipated. Laurel Grove Sidewalk, it's a $40,000 project extending a sidewalk on the south side of Laurel Grove from Sir Francis Drake to the Renard Garden driveway.
That's incredible that it costs that much. Does nobody think that sounds like a huge number?
That's the total cost.
I mean, $40,000 to get it to the driveway? Isn't that like 10 yards? I mean,
you know, sometimes they're you've got a good point. It's inefficient when you do a small amount. If you went 600 feet or 1,000 feet, the prices would come down proportionally.
But are we talking about the first driveway to the parking lot or the one for
the first driveway?
$40,000. I mean, I just think at that price, I'm not sure I like that idea.
Would it have to be done?
$25,000 paid for by TAM.
It's 15K. Still, yeah, 15K.
We
had residents
walk
around. Okay.
That's the same amount that was spent by the town with the sidewalk that now goes to nowhere. So it's the same cost as it was last time, which various citizens objected to last time. But the question I would
ask. Are you talking about from the.
There's a bus stop, and on St. Francis, this town spent last year $43,000 for the sidewalk that goes from the Renard Garden Center along St. Francis Drake, and it ends up going nowhere.
Right.
So this is $40,000 on top of that, $3,000 to go from nowhere to a crosswalk. And my only question and comment and request would be that, as part of this project, that definitely the crosswalk be restriped and remarked, because the whole reason for doing this is to get kids across the street and safely to school.
Yeah.
And then if this $40,000 is put down a hole and that crosswalk isn't improved and signs put in both directions, there's currently signs only in one direction, it's for naught.
Well, are you talking about the crosswalk between Sir Francis Drake and across Laurel Grove, right across. I just have to say I'm not sure I really support doing $40,000. I get that we're all like $25,000 from TAM, but frankly, that's our taxpayer money too. So it's really $40,000 for something that I don't think is a huge benefit.
Well, I think Measure B, if I remember right, I think Measure B funds are for safe routes, include safe routes to school. I think that's what that money is.
I think that was identified as a safe route element.
Well, you know, if we have a way of going back and saying, for example, because I think most kids, and if I was a parent up in Laurel Grove, I would say, you know, cut through magic. That's way safer than taking that path. So if it me, I would prefer to look at going back to TAM and saying, look, can we use that $25,000 to fund a cross guard on Winship, where we have a huge number of kids in the Winship Park area, no cross guard crossing at St. Francis Drake right there, even though for years there was. I mean, I can't in good conscience agree that $40,000 should fund this tiny little path. I just think it's crazy.
I'm not sure whether the crossing guards are something that Measure B pays for.
Yeah, they may
have. I would think that. I don't know.
Neither one of us were involved in that section there, so we don't really know anything about the $40,000 or what it's going to put down. Could we do some background on that? So we know, just like the crosswalk, where the crosswalk is, only an insane person puts a crosswalk in the center of the street without proper signage. It should be at the corner of an intersection, at least it was going to be there. It was just all done wrong a long time ago, so we don't want to put bad before good. So we don't need to discuss that here. It's just that,
you know. Well, maybe we should come back and look at this item before we finalize this budget, because, I mean, I don't even know that crosswalk that you're talking about, then there's no sidewalk over there. So what are they doing, crossing into the ditch?
Okay, so we're going to table it for now?
That would be my.
So it sounds like we need to come back to you on this item separately, perhaps separately from the budget.
Are we going to lose the Measure B funds because of time?
It's already been awarded, so.
Yeah.
I think, why don't we do a little bit of research to find out whether there's flexibility with those funds?
So why don't we look into it, and then we'll come back on the 21st for the budget adoption, and we'll either include it with some justification, and you can take it out at that point.
Yeah.
Or we'll leave it out because we have some flexibility to use the money next year and we have some more time.
I have two questions. One is that I understand that Lagunitas Road from the park all the way down to the school is going to be ripped up this summer. For the water main. They said there are three water mains and they're going to be consolidated into one water main. Do we have to do anything with that, or is it just all in the water?
It's all in the
And then the Winship Bridge, are you going to be involved with that?
Yes.
That's
the next page. Okay. Can I ask you on this ADA improvement, is there any way to do this for San Telmo, and or can you do it for us? Like, for example, if we're ripping up all of Lagunitas, at the same time, would it be more economical for, I know that normally we kind of randomly choose where the ADA improvements, but can we kind of take a look at our projects and say, hey, if MMW is doing this, let's at the same time do these ADA improvements. Or if Joe Blow resident is doing his sidewalk at this time, why don't we at the same time make the ADA improvement there rather than just doing it random?
It's generally not done random, and it's generally always done in conjunction with the project.
Right.
So when we redid the, you know, anytime we've done something, the ADA has been done in conjunction with that. So it's not been just random.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. 28, drainage fund projects. So we have $143,000 funded for that. $35,000 for Winding Way. That was erosion on Winding Way. That improvement may or may not be done. I think there's some pending litigation on that with the town, and that's what was budgeted by Rob Rollick. But I think if that does not happen, I don't know if that $35,000 needs to be spent. Probably wouldn't be spent there. 98 Fernhill Culvert, that's a pipe that Robert had identified as plugged with roots, etc., needs to be removed and replaced. Likewise, on 14 Brookwood, although there's a public and private drainage issues there, some of it's private, but public drainage goes in through private property. There's been $30,000 budgeted for improvement there. And Allen Avenue culverts are similar in that there's both public and private. There's public storm drains leading to private storm drain. There's through private property ultimately to the creek. And so...
I was just going to ask, I'm not familiar with the Winding Way litigation or the Allen Ave public-private. Is that the Courtney project that we talked about last month?
Is that the month of corner?
Yeah. Allen.
Okay, so
their water pretty much goes nowhere.
But that's more than culverts. It's
this whole pipe.
The pipe's under the street.
That's what he's talking. That's what the culvert is. The culvert is the pipe.
It's a covered culvert.
Culvert is the pipe.
Yeah.
part of the sections in the street that belongs to us, but our ordinances say when it goes through private property, because most times private property ruins and enclosed it, they must maintain the pipe. The private section is totally blocked. I even tried to clean it, to video it. You can't even get in it, so. We'll have to contact the homeowners in both those sections, both Brookwood and Allen Avenue. It's a pretty long pipe, it's been rotten for a long time.
So the pipe that comes out of somebody's yard, though, that is their responsibility?
Any water traveling over, through, or under someone's property is their responsibility. Unless there is an easement that states it that you could find.
Which we have, we do have a few of those.
We found a couple, yes, we found them.
Because 171 has a big a drain that comes out of that property on Lagunitas, and it's completely clogged.
The one that's, that's a new project, that's the project that you're building a house for the last 3 years?
No, it's next door to that, it's just up a little bit.
The driveway with the cover lid plops up.
No, that's another one.
Oh.
This is just about a block, half a block further.
The homeowner's responsible for that. I know for sure, because I had to replace mine on Lagunitas at 12 grand, so yes.
What is the process for reporting that and having somebody?
When a pipe is plugged and we know it, we notify the homeowner. What has triggered them, and that was just because of the way management triggered it. If you come for a building project or a resale inspection and we know that pipe is plugged, then it's written on the resale inspection, which pretty much means nothing is done until you come to build your project, because then we have the force to say you need this part of your project.
Yeah, because this house just turned over and 9 months ago,
it's
sold last summer.
Mm-hmm. And what is the Winding Way litigation? I thought you mentioned there's
during that, remember that really big storm? I believe it was in December. It was like a whole bunch of rain just over a weekend. There's a pipe up on Winding Way that floods constantly. Private owners up on top, so it comes from Edgar's property, I believe, it comes down and then turns the corner. Well, when the pipe on Edgar's property or whoever owns that road there plugs, water then crosses the street. When water crosses the street, it goes downhill. It went downhill, went to our next catch basin, plugged it. It then went to the next catch basin, which is normal. I mean, these things happen all the time. And because we haven't had a lot of rain in many years, I believe the person's property has built up. Well, it took all that dirt away. So they're saying that we caused the problem.
If this is an issue of legal concern, it really isn't appropriate for this meeting. And so if the council would like information on it, we'll follow up and provide information via our city attorney.
Thank you.
And we have just less than a half hour left and a few other items to go through. Okay.
The last then is the bridges. There are 5 bridges, 4 of which are being reviewed, scoping, essentially evaluating the bridge to determine whether or not it should be rehabilitated or replaced. And that's pretty much the first 4 bridges, Glenwood, Norwood, Shady, and SFD. Glenwood's a little unique in that it has a scour issue at the foundation of that, but essentially the same evaluation. Winship Bridge is a bridge replacement that we have a design engineer working on it now, and we're right at the very beginning of design, and I'm sure you will start hearing a lot more about Winship Bridge replacement.
Okay. So if there aren't any questions regarding the roadway and the drainage projects, then John and Robert can take off, and Sal, I think you're done. And something I'm going to be recommending to the new manager is that the town develop a detailed capital improvement program, and that's something that is really helpful to towns and cities, because then you'll have a formal document that lists all of these projects with a description, as well as identifying funding sources, and it gets updated on an annual or biannual basis, and it usually looks 5-10 years down the road, and the council approves it generally on an annual basis with your budget. And so that way you have a really good historical document and a future-oriented document that tells you what your projects are and why. And so instead of recreating that information, you know, as they come up, you'll have a document that kind of tells you that. All right, and then lastly, we have the recreation fund, and if Mike is still here. Tell us what's going on with recreation.
Well, the budget reflects what is occurring currently in the department. As you know, we're kind of morphing last summer into a fiscal year for this year. Although the picture's fairly accurate in working with Liz. One of the things I looked at was we currently have a rec specialist and a clerk, and a clerk position as described in the job description is redundant. In our situation, we write our own reports. The clerk does very little payroll, so I handle that, and very little with the invoices. What the clerk does do is monitor registrations, help with the web and marketing, and also monitors the independent contractor classes right now. It is actually more of a rec specialist. So that request eliminates the clerk, and at 500 hours, the clerk is going to be working this year more than that, and that was approved by the previous town manager. So it was an effort to bring it in line with how most recreation departments are structured. There is a add to our budget of 2/3 administrative assistant to the town, and that is actually not going to be in the recreation office. That's in addition to help cover payroll, help cover the invoices, as I understand it, in that regard to that position, assuming 2/3 of the work from recreation.
We talked about that earlier.
Okay. The St. John's rent is predicated on the projection from proposal that's currently in negotiation. But the revenues are fairly consistent. One of the things at the end of this budget is the capital improvement plans, which center on improvements in St. John's and then upgrading tech equipment. So essentially, it's fairly similar to this year's budget with a little less revenue, which can be attributed to the lack of capacity after the garden school lives, because we're only allotted 40 spaces, and that's based on 44 to 48.
Why is it said that the town's taking a $50,000 maintenance of the common from the school?
That's the proposal was to take over the maintenance of the commons. Currently, that contract resides with the school district, and it is billed out 2/3 to the town. Because it used to be a third
to the
school
town. Still paying 1/3?
School's still paying. Right now, the school is billing us, yeah.
Okay.
It just made more sense since Robert and I are working together on most of it anyway.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't paying the whole thing. The school should be paying some.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was an old holdover when we used to have a chief engineer.
Yeah.
And then Greg Myers took over that responsibility in the 90s, and then he stuck with it.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of silly.
And as far as the actual, what we've done with the park, we've met with not only the school, but Marisco and Robert. We have a lot of meetings.
But the thing to remember when we worked with the school,
right,
is the fact that they were in charge of it was indicative of how much they used the field.
Yes.
So they can't keep, that was because they used so much of it.
Right.
So, which they continue to do, and they actually use the field more than they used to because the gym takes more of the blacktop. So where they used to play more games on the blacktop, those games during lunchtime and everything are more on the field than they used to be. And I know that because I used to be in charge of yard duty, and I spent many a day out there. Since teachers don't have to do the kids.
I wanted to just say that St. John's rent is budgeted based on a proposal, and I just got a call right before I came here from Father Chris, and he said he's available after this. So I told him I would be. I don't know about you, but we can talk about that after the meeting, and I'll just give you a call.
And I spoke to him twice yesterday and made it very clear that we needed change.
So I think we'll have something more to report next time.
Yeah, and that 3% increase, he said, every year right now, there's instead of the CPI increase in the, you know, in the rent, it's 3%, an automatic 3%, which nobody does. Right. And that's because the existing contract did that. So a lot of the things that were, that the parking space, all that stuff, it's just the existing contract, they just duplicated it.
Yeah, and we can either stick with it, which is a good deal, or we can throw it out.
Right, and I told him he had no support to keep it the way that it was.
Okay. Any questions on recreation or any other aspect of the budget? Okay, great. Thanks. Well, thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, I just found out my email got hacked. So any emails you get from me, delete, don't open. I got hacked.
Great.
Which is why I've been online looking at, I can't even get any more emails since they changed my they've got my changed my password with my email address or something. I don't know, I've got to go home and do it from my computer. Call AOL.
It's something I would mention to the council regarding getting input from staff for the worst items. Robert feels like he hasn't been as involved as he would like to be. And I certainly brought him into the loop and want his input. But when you ask him a question, which is more of a management question, I'm not necessarily the right person to ask. And his thoughts on how public works function should be restructured would put him in a management role. Not necessarily the way to go. Good superintendent, good field knowledge, but those management questions, we really need to pull that out of John Moe working with Robert. So just a word of caution when you ask questions to, you know, different people, you're going to get different answers.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get a sense from him on the field overall.
So technical questions, and involvement from staff is really good, but just management.
Well, I think of it as a management question. I mean, if I'm sharing a position with another other person, you know, knowing whether or not, like, if I'm out for a week, how that interplay works, I think is kind of helpful. But I don't know if it's ever common or you've seen it in other jurisdictions where department heads kind of give a memo or an update, and we get it from Ross Rec, which I think is valuable since they're kind of over here and we're not. But you know, I think it would be somewhat helpful to get, like, I feel like Eric gives us his what's going on each month in his department, and we get that from the fire department, but we historically don't get anything.
We were getting public works up until the last couple of months.
Robert's been out on workers' comp issues, and so he hasn't been able to write them.
So the combination of Rob Rollins moving on and
right.
Robert being out,
right.
And also there's just a gap there between, you know, public works superintendent not having a designated department head. So that's why with your new town manager, if that person has an engineering public works background, they'll fill that slot, and then they'll backfill as they need with, you know, finance or other planning or other areas. Or they'll really look to John Moe to perhaps be that public works director and make those management sort of recommendations to you, including reports, that you're responsible for getting the information from Robert and making sure that information matches what's required by code and all of those other kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we used to do it a lot. I mean, when I came on, I was public works chair, we were having a meeting almost every month. And so then I was reporting out at council. I mean, it's just kind of been dictated by who the town manager was at the time on how we did
just
it.
Because you're so small,
yeah.
And the town manager has to do some level of staff work, it just depends on where they can do that staff work most effectively.
Well, why don't we take a break since we're at a breaking point, and then we're going into closed session right after, right?
We'll
begin at 12:30. And it has to be open session, as Linda said, because unless you're discussing a specific group of candidates, you don't have a reason.
No, that sounds right to me. But we can have lunch now.
Yes.
Okay.
So could you?